Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn, what they on? All steroids and no carbs. Them some thick ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back. Hello. The Fan's merch locker is now open at 1080thefan.com. You can go in there and buy shirts for $25.
That's right.
We were getting feedback yesterday. People are already hitting that up, getting both shirts already.
My son is an idiot.
There's a My Son is an Idiot shirt.
Yep.
And there's a Rockin' You on a Friday shirt.
Rockin' You on a Friday? Why did I say that?
And there's a classic fan shirt with our logo.
More to come.
More shirts to come. High quality. Hella cool. Check it out at 1080thefan.com. Some people are saying that, a couple people have texted in that Harbaugh's car is a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I saw a Rivian, but I
don't know.
I may be mistaken.
He's driving a Santa Fe.
Which is kind of...
That's on
also
brand.
Sensible.
Sensible, yeah.
Kind of on brand. I mean, that could be a rental too, you know?
Again, it's fascinating. He makes $16 million a year.
Well, like I said, it could be a rental. It could be a company car. Yeah. Somebody, it's a loan. Maybe it's a loaner for a while before his cars get here. I don't know.
We'll look up and see if I can find out what kind.
I feel like he probably has the Santa Fe because it's like, you know, more of a beach ready SUV, and he probably has a big truck for the mountains or something. I bet he is very interested in specific utility for his tools.
I would be really interested in any sort of piece about what our sportsmen drive.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or sportswomen. I mean, what does Caitlin Clark drive?
Yeah. Yeah, that's because...
What does Kim Mulkey drive? What does Dan Lanning drive? We're gonna get him on soon. I'm going to ask him what he drives.
I think that's the key, is just we just have to come out and ask.
Because I think a lot of people might not like the question.
But I don't know why that bothers people. Like, we know... Because if you ask someone how much they make, right, it's a very offensive question. Even though you did ask that volleyball player
once. I'm not afraid to ask
that. No, you are not. Boy, it was a Carrie Walsh. She did not like that one bit.
I'm 0 for 1 on that.
Yeah, you're 0 for 1. But the car thing is a bit silly because heads up, every coach, we know you're rich. Like,
well, maybe it's just that they don't want people
to know
pinpointing them in their car. Like, if he tells all of Portland that he drives an Audi Q8, then people now know that and they're looking. I don't know.
Hmm.
They're looking for it.
I just think that's a weird thing to be ruffled, like to have your feathers ruffled over. But
some people are.
I think some of them, though, like especially football coaches, want that like blue collar everyman image. And if you're driving around in a Lambo, you kind of lose that a little bit.
Again,
you're not projecting the image that
agreed.
You say.
I'm just I'm justifying this. I just think where it could be coming from.
Shut up, Buckley.
If you make $7 million a year. Is anyone surprised? Although I would be surprised if Lanning drove a Lambo.
What do you think he drives?
I'm going F-150.
Oh, really?
Decked,
well, he is Midwest.
He seems like a truck guy.
Decked out F-150 Raptor, something along those lines. I might be able to see like an Escalade, perhaps. Big SUV. He's not driving a car.
You don't think so?
Nah, it's a truck, bro. He's a truck SUV guy.
Now I really want to know. But anyway, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's like, it'd be a good bit, good segment.
Yeah.
On ESPN.
I'm trying to do some research to see if I can see Jim Harbaugh driving a car anywhere.
All right, well, now we have to break, but...
He used to have a rusted out Beetle, but that was when he was at the University of Michigan.
When we come back, I'll get you the Greg Doyle creepy tweets, because people are now mining the past.
I like that you're here.
For, you know, we mine the past for outrage, right?
Yeah.
Like, anytime anybody gets in the news, we got to go back through and...
Yeah, we got to go through and see how creepy...
See all the crazy stuff you've said.
Well, if you're creepy once, then we assume that you've been creepy before. Therefore, we will go back and
he, this guy is a creep.
Yes.
And there are tweets to prove it.
He's known for being weird.
That's what he's known for? I thought he was like a sports columnist.
He is, but I guess that they are saying that, like, if you go to Indy, you haven't really experienced an Indy media session until Doyle has asked you a stupid question. But there's a difference between being stupid or uncomfortable and creepy.
Sounds like a great bit.
Yeah. Well, we all know that person.
Right? Yeah.
We all know that person that makes everyone slightly uncomfortable. Might be you.
Hmm. I've got an idea who you're talking about.
Isachi.
Here locally. So we'll get to that coming up next. It's 416 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, In the News is coming up next.
By the way, I found someone put together Diminished Value. This is out of Georgia. They did put together, it is confirmed, they got photos and stuff, and of the top, the highest paid coaches in college football and what they drive.
Well,
and Dan Lanning is on here.
Well, somebody told us on the text line that Lanning drives a Chevy Tahoe.
And you know what's crazy? When you scroll down to this list and you see Dan Lanning.
Is it a Chevy Tahoe?
Chevy Tahoe.
Okay. Well, we know. We didn't even need to ask him.
Yes.
It's a courtesy car.
It is a courtesy car. Most, a lot of these with the coaches, most coaches at Division I football schools, they all get courtesy cars.
I'm going to ask for that in my next contract. How do you think that's going to go?
Yeah. Well, see if there's a, they're like at Washington, they have them, they call dog dealers. And so they have a network of dealers that provide cars for all their coaches. I don't think we have a fan network of cars.
Why not? I see a truck right outside. It's got the Wolf logo on it. What's the Wolf got on us?
Get to going. But they've got like Billy Napier on here, Mario Cristobal, Nick
Saban.
What's
Cristobal driving?
Cristobal goes Ferrari.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, he's got a nice Ferrari. They say price tag on that bad boy, about $275.
Oh.
Yeah. They do have
baller.
That's baller. They do have Jim Harbaugh on here. Again, it was courtesy car.
Hyundai Santa Fe.
But Harbaugh had a courtesy of a Dodge dealer out there. He had a Demon Challenger.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
Which is one of the fastest street cars on the road. So that kind of makes sense, right?
I think those are kind of douchey.
Jimbo Fisher, Chevy Silverado. Normal 36.
That's,
yeah, just
Boring.
Normal car. Lane Kiffin.
Ooh.
Hmm?
Lane Kiffin. Do something like a Bentley or Rolls.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin, most expensive one on here. More expensive than the Ferrari.
Like the Phantom or something like that.
I could see him being flashy.
Rolls Royce.
Whoa, dude.
And it's gold.
Wow.
It's a black and gold Rolls Royce. That's how he gets down. Mel Tucker used to drive a Ferrari, not anymore. Saban had two. Saban, his courtesy car was a Mercedes AMG GT. That was what the school provided. And then on his own, he had the same Ferrari that Mario Cristobal had.
Oh.
The Ferrari.
So Cristobal is just a little Saban wannabe.
Saban wannabe. Well, he came from this, you know, he was there under Saban. And I can see Saban driving around in a convertible Ferrari.
Did you read the text about Lanning's first car?
No.
Lanning's first car was a 1990 Plymouth Acclaim burgundy four-door hand-me-down from his grandparents.
That's tasty. The interesting one on here is Mike Norvell. He drives around, I guess this is not his only car, but he drives around campus in one of those Polaris slingshots, like a dune buggy sort of thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's how he cruises around
Tallahassee. Do you remember what Mike Riley drove?
Bicycle, right?
His little bike.
Yeah, a little bike.
With his little bell on it.
I found that to be the most on-brand thing that you
back
could
in the day now
ever find about Mike Riley is that he rode a bicycle to work.
Okay, so here's the Indiana Stars columnist, Greg Doyle, being creepy with Caitlin Clark.
Hi. Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. So, question is.
So he's talking about the little hand heart thing.
Yeah, but boy,
he's a weirdo.
Well, and as people have pointed out, and this is what I said, it's not that hard. You would have never asked that of any Indianapolis Colt.
Someone said, would you do that to Wemby at his introductory presser?
No.
You wouldn't.
Of course not. And he knows that. He's already apologized. Yes. And, you know, these columnists, sometimes they just do this. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to get the headlines, and then they apologize because they know there's no really, real repercussions for it. So they just, I don't know, like, the guy's not dumb. So he probably just... He knew it would blow up, and he wanted to be... Well,
but sometimes reporters, when dealing with female athletes...
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm just saying...
It's embarrassing.
Doyle, columnists are a little different than reporters.
Yeah, true.
He's a columnist. These guys are... They're paid to stir it up, right?
Yeah.
So he... Apparently, he's a super creepo.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bro Bible went back and did a list of some of his creepiest tweets from summer of 2010. Would you like to hear these, Jace?
Oh, boy. Probably not, because they're going to be cringy, but let's do it anyways.
One of them was, just realized my LeBron column references masturbation, gangbangs, and oral...
What?
Damn, I'm twisted. That's from July 8th, 2010.
What the...
Yeah. Somebody tweets at him and says, so is it more embarrassing to break your arm on a moped or be caught riding a moped altogether? And Greg Doyle said, like, sex with a dwarf.
Yeah.
Fun, but only if nobody knows.
Yeah, that's there's different versions of that joke that have existed forever. Good one, Doyle.
Somebody else, he's tweeting at Amber's mom.
Oh.
09.
Yeah.
Are we talking about sex addiction as I look at your cleavage? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh. Okay.
Another one, he says, farm animal sex is one thing, but sisters, ew. Replying to someone there.
Huh. Well, he's just one of these guys, and again, we know him, that love to turn things sexual. Right? Like,
well, he's a creep.
Yeah.
Those are called creeps.
Sure. Everyone has encountered that person, and no matter what the conversation is, they find a way to turn it sexual. And then you're just like, yeah, time and place, my man.
So his tweet was, the other day was... today, in my uniquely oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands in her signature the heart. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better.
Yeah. Again, it's not that hard to
And then he had the famed apology column.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't.
So that's where
that.
He profits off of.
Yes.
The,
yes.
I just have to be so much better.
Yeah, I don't want to be the story, even though I love it that I'm the story. Deep down, he probably loves that everyone's talking about him.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I think a lot of those guys do insert them. That's their whole job insert is to themselves insert themselves.
Yeah, makes sense.
Into the bits.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's a creep. We can all move on. Look at this. We're on time.
Wow. When's the last time this happened?
I don't know.
I like that you're here.
I like that you're here. It's just that. And the whole, you know, just, again, it's not that hard to treat female athletes like, oh, I don't know, athletes.
Give them hot milk. No. Give them cookies.
Don't do that.
Which is creepier.
Don't do that. There's no creepier than Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
No.
Nothing? I like that you're here. No.
Give them hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
Michael Jackson is being asked whether or not he's inappropriate with children. And his response is that he loves children. He loves to have them all climb into his bed. And then he says that. That is in an interview about him potentially molesting children.
What about this?
I'm not going to lie. That turns me on a little bit.
This is great. That's from Boomerang.
Yeah, Boomerang.
All right. In the news is coming up next, we have Molotov cocktail news.
Oh, those are still a thing, huh?
And ladies and gentlemen, we had a fire at Timberline Lodge. Oh, also, there's a cop on trial, and I want to know what you think of what she did.
Okay.
A Vancouver cop. One of your finest.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. Coming up next, 428, here's Buck.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Joey Harrington coming up next hour. Right now, April 19, 2024. Time for In the News. I am your noted and sexy newsman. Please be seated.
I am. I never stood up.
Thank you. Well, a lot of people do.
That's true.
When I
enter a room. Although, to be fair, you've been sitting here the whole time as well.
Yeah.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went. It's random. Greg Doyle left.
Lit up the room.
Apologize for that.
Yeah, we're just as creepy as Greg Doyle, apparently. Yeah, well, you are.
But just to each other, though.
It's National Chicken Parm Day.
Who doesn't love a good chicky, chicky parm parm?
You ain't kidding.
You know, there's nothing like sitting down at the Olive Garden, the finest Italian restaurant money can buy.
That's right.
Order yourself a deep-fried chicken parm. Mm. Some free breadsticks.
It's also the bicycle day.
Yeah. Go pedal, pedal. I do enjoy riding my bike, and that's a bit of an upset. If you'd go back and found me 20 years ago, would have laughed at you.
Imagine if someone's in a coma, and they were big Souk fans.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, and they wake up in 2024, and they see that you're a cyclist, and you drive an EV. What would they say?
It's rough times out there. It's rough times out there. People can change.
Such a snowflake.
Such a, well, I am a...
Where did you go wrong?
I am a soy boy. I've seen the note.
Hey, Timberline Lodge is closed. Yeah. And the ski area is closed.
Caught on fire.
Caught on fire!
Yeah. Woke up this morning to see that.
Yeah.
Look at the pretty good flames that I saw on Twitter, but they're saying it's not as bad as it initially looked.
The fire started around 9:30 in the attic on the north side of the historic lodge. Employees tried to douse the blaze using fire extinguishers but could not. Firefighters arrived in about 20 minutes and were able to keep the fire contained to the attic and the roof. So they've closed it. Now, our sources are telling us they could be open by Sunday. Because they got to clean up the water damage from the hoses.
Yeah.
And then and then patch up the roof.
Right.
But so, everything else is fine.
Everything else is fine. All right, that's good. Because, you know, Timberline Lodge, that's a historic venue. I think it has actually been deemed a historic, like, landmark.
Yeah. So they could have been worse.
Do we know what, did you say, do we know what caused the fire?
I don't think they know yet.
I haven't seen that anywhere, so. I just know if it was, like, did it happen in a kitchen or some jackass smoking when they shouldn't have been? Or
well, arson. If it was... Only in the attic. Yeah, maybe they're trying to get insurance money.
Did you see the That was on the, who's the guy that, God, he was in Breaking Bad and The Boys.
Jesse from Breaking Bad.
No.
That would be Aaron Paul, but no, you're thinking of Giancarlo Esposito, yes. Who plays Gus Fring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's in The Gentleman.
Yeah, he's in The Gentleman. Yeah, I saw today that he said before he got Breaking Bad, made me think of that, that you said the insurance thing, he said that he was contemplating and had looked into hiring his a murderer to kill him so that his kids could get insurance money. He was so broke.
Really?
Yeah. That was the headline. I was like, okay.
Dang. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't have worked.
Well, it seems very dark. I mean, I understand you want your kids to have some money, but I'm pretty sure my kids would rather have me around than me dead and a little money.
But isn't that easy to say now that you're rich?
You know?
Come on, Gus.
Yeah. That was a headline today I saw.
Did you see have you been following the videos of the Brazilian Weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it while you were gone. Dude, the video is insane.
Wild. Oh, my God.
It's insane.
She literally wheeled him into... This is a dead guy.
Yes. Her uncle.
She wheels him into the branch.
Yes.
To sign something.
And she, yes. like, makes his head nod. Yes. It's so weird.
Yeah. She turns to him, and it's in Portuguese, so, you know. But I guess the translation is... She says, "Uncle, do you want this loan?" And then she reaches back and grabs the back of his head and shakes it. And then she puts the pen in his dead hand and then tries to grab his wrist and get him to sign.
Dude, that's another kind of crazy.
Well, and it was for like $3,400 too.
Is that it?
That's it. And it wasn't even... She wasn't trying to steal his money. She was trying to take out a loan in his name. Which, again, at that point, is like, good luck getting that paid back. My man's dead. Is she not aware that banks have cameras, too?
Well, I thought it was funny in the story. They were like, well, the tellers actually were tipped off by the nodding of his head.
They weren't tipped off by anything else?
Right. Like, that's all. Oh, it's like, wow, I really wouldn't have noticed except for the nodding of the head.
And his eyes and everything else and the smell of death. Yeah, and it's all on film. You can.
Yeah, it's all on tape.
Look it up.
Crazy. A man is facing domestic violence charges, among other crimes, after lighting a trailer on fire by using a Molotov cocktail in southeast Portland. This happened yesterday morning around 6:15. Southeast 162nd and Southeast Division. Fire crews extinguished the fire, determined that arson was the cause of the incident. They say a man and woman were near or at the fire when it was lit. No reported injuries. Apparently, this guy didn't like those two people.
No.
And so he threw a Molotov cocktail in their trailer.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, you go back to the basics. I mean, the oldest trick in the book, right?
They found the suspect, William Wingo, 33 years old. He tried to run but was quickly apprehended. Apparently, he's slow.
He's not fleet of foot. Just... I don't know why, but I find it funny the idea of someone hucking an alcohol fiery ball at something and then
not being able to run away.
Slowly shuffling away as the police sirens go, and I just can't run anymore. Meanwhile, he ran like half a block. Be in better shape if you're going to be an arsonist.
So they're saying he previously lived in that trailer and he was doing it with the female. And he had assaulted her the day before with a slingshot and lit a blanket on fire. So,
good Lord.
Yeah.
What is happening out there?
Didn't have all that on my bingo
card.
It's
wild. Thunderdome.
It's getting wild in the streets.
He had other outstanding warrants, but he's been hit with a myriad of charges.
What? He's got other charges? Who would have thought? Would you see the story about the dude? Remember the guy that crushed the lady's head with a rock after he said he was going to when he got out of the mental hospital?
No.
You don't remember that story?
No.
Yeah, guy was at the Oregon State Mental Hospital, and he told the workers there, he goes, yeah, I want to hit someone over the head with a rock. And they were like, well, we've kept you here as long as we can keep you. So they let him out. He walks out the door, picks up a rock, and smashes a woman in the head with it.
Like right outside the door?
Right outside the door. Literally walked outside, picked up a 34-pound rock, hit the next lady he saw in the head with it.
Did she die? I hope not.
No, but she was seriously injured. Yeah, turns out they're not going to let that guy stand trial. So
they're not going to let it. In other words, He's locked up for good?
No, oh no.
Or no, he's back out.
Oh, well, you read about it. It's a whole thing. It was a little hard to understand, so they're saying that they treated him for a year and they were like, "No, he still can't stand trial." And because of some limitations, they can't keep him indefinitely. So there's like this, it's very no one's certain how long he's actually going to stay in the hospital. But he's back in the hospital because they deem that he can't be released because he's too dangerous. But they won't let him stand trial for bashing the woman's head in.
Where was he?
The state hospital in Salem. Yeah. No. But we can't put him in prison because, well...
Jesus.
I don't know.
Did you see the Vancouver police officer who is on trial?
No. What are we doing out there?
Well, her name is Andrea Mendoza. Mm-hmm. And she is accused of fourth-degree assault, which is a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
But her trial started yesterday because she... So this is in a parking lot of a Walmart, May of last year.
Nothing good happens in the parking lot at a Walmart. I can assure you of that.
You can watch the video. I've watched it. The Vancouver police put it out there. They have the Walmart view, the Walmart camera view, and then they have the police cam view. And I watched it, and I will tell you, it is exactly as described.
Okay.
She is... with another cop who's a male, and the girl, there are two perps, a girl and a boy. The girl runs away. The boy gets dragged to the ground by the two cops. Okay.
Okay.
But he doesn't go without a fight. I think the kid's pretty stocky. He's 21, 22 years old.
He's in the husky teen section.
Well, I mean, I just say that because he's strong. Like, yeah, he could be hard for her. By herself to take down.
He's not a little kid.
And the dude cop she was with is a skinny dude. But they got him down. Well, then he gets up and he tries to... I mean, he's wrestling with them again.
Sure.
So she tases him. Mm-hmm. And the male cop then is able to subdue the perp. Well, as the kid is on the ground, he's also saying he can't breathe. The guy fixes his sweatshirt so he can then breathe. Okay, she pulls down his pants and puts the taser on his nuts.
Oh,
I think we read this story when it first happened. Is it now finally coming to justice?
Yeah, she's on trial.
Okay.
So there's a whole trial here, but she did not tase him in the genitals, but she did, and it is on the video. Of course, they blur everything out, thankfully.
Yeah.
But she does pull down his pants, and she holds that thing right on his...
Right to the fun bag.
Pork steeple.
Yeah.
It's all right there.
Pork steeple.
Yeah. And he, and now.
But she doesn't fire it?
No, she does not tase
it. It's just the threat.
It's the threat of, hey, I'm going to. Now, a couple things you need to know. One, he is subdued at this point.
Yeah.
The male cop seems to have him under control.
Where do I find this video? I can't find this. I'm on.
Well, I see it. I think KGW put it out there.
Okay.
It's on the KGW story about this trial. And that's, and so apparently, so his body parts were exposed for about 25 seconds.
Oh, she got the undies down too and everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, it's, yeah. Wow. And he's just laying there. And I will say,
let me see right here,
that he then, from that point on, he did cooperate. But he had already been tased once, but not in the genitals.
At that point, he cooperates.
He was like, okay, fine, fine.
Ah,
fine,
fine, you
fine,
got
fine,
me.
Fine, fine. So then they rolled him over, and his pants came back up, and so that was the end of it.
Is he suing for, like, indecent...
He's not suing. She is charged.
Charged with a crime.
With a crime. Fourth-degree assault. And so she is on trial. I talked to a cop friend of mine today who said this is going to be a tough one for her.
Yeah.
Because she was with another cop who seemed to have him
under
control.
I'm looking at it right here. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, right?
You can't.
I wasn't lying.
No. I mean,
I'm listening to the audio. Knock it off or I'll shoot it in your nuts.
Yeah, she says, knock it off or I'll do it in
do
your
it
nuts.
Do your nuts, yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
And she's got those things hanging out there.
She's got it right there. And she did indeed pull down his pants.
Yes.
Like, it's one thing if the pants...
Yes.
I was wondering if the pants were kind of falling down.
No.
And she
yanks
she yanks
stuff out.
Yeah, you can't.
And drops that taser right on there.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do
My
that.
My wife did that to me once.
It's not the worst Thursday night you've ever had, right? Can't do that. You can't. Now... You know, I mean,
now,
I try to back my police officers. I think it's a very tough job, but you got to call a strike when there's a strike. And I'm not even certain if that one is on the corner. I kind of think that's middle half of the plate there. You can't do that.
So her defense is arguing that the law allows police officers to use necessary force to arrest people and to defend themselves. A friend of mine that I talked to said that, look, if she were by herself trying to handle that guy,
sure,
this may be different. Yeah. But
can I ask, like,
it's not. And she wasn't.
The pulling down of the pants. Like, I get if you've got the taser and you're like, hey, I'm gonna put it right there. But you can't yank out somebody's junk. No, you can't.
And by the way, if you want to tase him, just tase him where you always tase him.
Exactly.
Like, why do you have to?
Well, I think
she doing there?
I think the idea is more of the threat. But like, it's the same thing. Like, we can't be going around pulling out up tops and threatening to tase in the girls. Like,
I do think that from an effectiveness standpoint, like if you were told you were to get tased there versus, I don't know, your chest or your arm, you might listen a little bit more.
Yeah,
I'm not saying she can do
possible.
It.
It's possible. He did.
Yeah, he stopped.
He did.
You know, he can't.
Or maybe she's pervy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is the Doyle of cops. Yeah. But it works the same way. I can't flip.
I like that you're here.
I can't flip someone over and tell them that the balloon knot's about to get zapped. You can't do it. You just
well,
can't.
Well, she did it.
You can't.
So we'll see what happens with that trial.
I got a good idea what's going to happen with the trial. You're about to get charged.
Yeah, it's a gross misdemeanor, so I don't know if she'll go to jail. But,
I guess if she gets fired.
Well, she's been on leave, so she probably won't get her job.
Yeah.
Sure job back. Hey, coming up next.
So, important safety tip, everyone. Don't tase in the balls.
Well, and you always get the guy who's like, well, don't try to run from the cop. Yeah. Well, but
I understand.
You just can't. Yeah. You can't.
Yeah. You can't. You can't do that.
They can. Well, they can tase you.
You can't yank down.
But she went a little far.
Went a little far. Got a little rambunctious. Got caught up in the moment. Can't do it.
So note to self, don't fall asleep at the TriMet station.
Yes.
You see that?
Yeah, I saw this one.
Oof.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, this is in the news for April 19, 2024. April just flying by. Before you know it, it will be April 22nd. And we'll be here on Monday. Can you believe that?
They can't.
A woman visiting Portland for her grandson's graduation was horrifically sexually assaulted after falling unconscious at a TriMet station. This was last year. Prosecutors allege in the court case the 29-year-old man, Eduardo Guillermo Madrid Roque, who was arrested for numerous felony sex assault charges.
Yeah.
He came across the woman, who is 63. She was laying down with her pants off at the Hillsborough TriMet station. Mm-hmm. This is because she had recently started a new prescription med, and as she was flying to Portland, she had a glass of wine, and the combination of the two, she said she became heavily intoxicated. So she rides the MAX down to the Hillsborough Transit Center, and she gets there about 8 p.m., but she is now housed to the point where she doesn't know what she's doing.
Took her pants off.
She took her pants off, and she lays down.
Can I just say, for the record, because when I first saw this story, I was like, oh, my God, because I saw the headline. And I was like, who falls asleep at a TriMet station? And then I saw that she fell asleep without her pants on. Is there a worse place to fall asleep with pants or without pants than a mass transit station?
Worst places to fall asleep
without your pants. I'm gonna go mass transit station number one, Jim. I mean
probably a school, right?
No, nothing's happened to you at a school. I mean, you're
gonna... nothing's happening to you. Well, I just meant like.
Oh, well, I mean, look, it's gonna be uncomfortable.
You're probably gonna be charged with a crime.
Well, I know, but you're gonna be like, "Oops, I'm sorry," but I'm still gonna be safe. You're falling asleep at a mass transit? You're falling asleep at a bus stop? No. No.
Well, it is in public.
It's a bus stop, dude. It's a MAC station. No. That's number one. Number one.
What about like a some sort of drug house or something?
I think the drug house would probably be safer. There's a good chance that everyone else there is passed out as well. I don't like being at a mass transit station when I have my pants on and I'm not intoxicated. Let alone passed out with your pants down. Good grief.
Well, unfortunately, this man came around and saw her there, and he sexually assaulted her for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, just kept going.
She has no memory of the assault.
Where was everyone else, by the way?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Unless they were just like, well, it's a mass transit station.
Right.
Mind your own business. Ew.
Boy, I got to tell you, this sounds awful, but if I saw that,
I
don't know what I would do. I don't tell someone or call someone. Well, but are we certain that somebody, it didn't look like perhaps they were just having consensual sex and you go, oh, Portland.
I don't know.
And then you just move on?
To your point, unfortunately, again.
30 minutes.
Mass Transit Center.
Right.
I don't think.
It's like you're not going to be shocked by anything you see there.
No. You go to one of those places, it is officially Thunderdome.
Do you remember when the Max was nice?
I do. I used to ride it down to Winterhawk games.
And we used to be proud of that. We'd be like, oh man, yeah, we have a great train. It's not bad at all. You can get around and it goes to the airport now. And no. Now there's just needles and
Well, didn't we do a thing where we tested like 100 services on the Max and every one of them tested positive for like fentanyl or coke? You remember that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tested all the surfaces and it all had traces
all
of every drug they tested for.
Yeah, all of it.
It's like my house.
And some hepatitis just for S's and giggles. You know, it's for the fun stuff.
So she says she has no recollection of any of this. She only learned that she had been attacked when she reached out to TriMet the next day to try to get her phone.
Mm. And they were like, hey.
They were like, we have some video that we need to show you or tell you about.
Lord.
So then they arrested that guy because DNA taken from her clothing matched him.
Yeah, it turns out you can't do that.
Yeah, he is facing multiple charges of first-degree sexual abuse, unlawful sexual penetration, and public indecency.
Can we not?
He will not be released on bail.
Cool.
Well, they're asking that the court not release him on bail.
I hope so. Can we just...
He is a safety risk.
Again, can we just put him away forever? Just go away. You don't get to be amongst us anymore. Go away.
You know what I wonder about him, a guy like that? So he comes across this.
An elderly woman.
And he just...
Yeah, it's like right there.
He just... Yeah, he just thinks, well, I'll have that.
Yeah.
If that woman isn't there, is this guy... Is he just a criminal no matter what?
I think so.
Or was that just an opportunity that he saw as like, well... Her pants are off, so...
You know what I mean?
Like,
I mean, he was caught working it in a Target parking lot in 2014.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I was guessing that if someone has that kind of audacity, this isn't their first offense of something like that, or that they've escalated to this.
Yeah. Yeah, so, dude, this dude's a scumbag. Just go away. Just leave. You know, I hope whatever sentence they can give him, the max, make up some stuff. Go away. The world is a better place without this person in it. But you're right. Whether you're a scumbag or not, the idea that you're like, here's an elderly woman, seems to be passed out there and her pants are off. Might as well.
Seems to be an invite.
I know there's security cameras everywhere and there's other people around, but oh well.
Opportunity's opportunity.
So we think it's like impulse. Like he can't.
Yeah,
he just can't.
He just can't.
Not.
Nope. Nope, he's just...
Which makes me think he's done this before with other people and not been caught, perhaps.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, there's your In the News for April 19, 2024. Uplifting, as always.
That was uplifting. I think we all learned something today.
The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.